Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Thanksgiving week. This week, you're hearing from team members from NFA as we are grateful for what God has done. Today's scripture is taken from Psalms 107. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Today with me is Hallie. And Hallie, I'm going to ask you the same question that I've been asking other team members with one word. Name one thing you're thankful for.
I think one thing I'm thankful for this year, Karen, is the election.
I like it. Tell us why you're thankful for the election.
This year, there was such an outpouring of prayer from Christian people who care about the future of our nation. I just thought that was so encouraging. And there were some good results that came from the election. Not every race that Nebraska Family Alliance was watching did we get a win, but there were a good number that we were really pleased with the outcome. And so we're looking forward to the next legislative session.
I would agree with you to be thankful about the outcome of the elections. Hallie, is there a tradition or something unique that your family does when you gather on Thanksgiving Day?
Honestly, no. We eat a lot.
Oh, I love it.
We're one of those families that eats a lot. My sister gets stressed out in the kitchen trying to get all the food done. The men stand around and the women.
Do they cheer you on?
No, they cheer the football team on.
Okay.
But it's so fun. We love to gather and just fellowship as our family. It's really a special time, but we like food.
It's wonderful. Well, I hope each of our listeners will enjoy their family gatherings as they give thanks. Thanks, Hallie.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.